And things are open later. Things are open on Sunday here, but we have blue laws, or whatever they call it.
Yeah.
And you can't work.
So that's why there's not hours.
And I was really shocked to find people.
What kinds of things are open on Sundays? Drugstores?
Drugstores, the grocery stores, and good old Brody's, delicatessen.
What, there must be that.
Good.
Burning. What kinds of attitudes do you have toward language? As far, and by that I mean, do you have some theories or some feelings about appropriateness or correctness of language?
Of language? Well, I think when you're talking, well, when you're writing and you're talking, but when you're talking, you shouldn't use like contractions. You should enunciate, do not use slang. Don't pause and say, like I'm doing. Don't.
There's some differences in written language and...
Well, written language you should, it depends on if it's dialogue you're writing. Dialogue you write is exactly how you would say it. And it's probably the slang and the pauses.
Okay. What other things about language do you think are important?
Good vocabulary, which I lack.
How would one develop a rich vocabulary?
Going to Emory. No, just kidding. Now, how would one develop a rich vocabulary? By probably having more vocabulary tests. But not so much spelling. Well, yes, spelling is very important, but vocabulary. Also, I think it's essential that everyone know another language, because it helps with your own language. And you learn some of the words. Yeah. Have to learn your sense, your own speech.
Yeah. If your son is in school, but he pays no attention to the teacher whatsoever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You might think he just...
doesn't care. He's hyperactive.
If you're not certain of something, you might say, I'm...
in doubt. You are certain? Something?
You're not certain.
I have my doubts. I'm not sure about that.
Okay. If you've been discussing something with a friend of yours, you've been discussing something with a friend of yours, you would just be playing and dealing with him.
Discussing?
Yeah. Okay, you...
Mm-hmm.
You
are talking?
And you were?
You were talking.
And tomorrow you will?
We'll talk.
Okay. Alright. What term would you use in describing your best dishes in the house?
That good time.
Okay. Did you ever see an egg made out of that?
Egg made out of
that. Now, we talked yesterday a little bit. I want to go back and explore this a little bit. What would you call the thing that you use to carry water in?
Okay. A metal one is a pail, and a plastic one is a bucket. Although a metal one should be a bucket, but if it's a pail, it has to be metal.
What about a wooden one?
A wooden one is, that's a bucket. It's a bucket.
Okay.
Pail's metal.
What sort of container would you use to keep in the kitchen out of the farm? Throw waste?
Trash can.
What sort of container would you carry food in the pig in?
Pail.
What do you fry eggs in?
Pan, frying pan.
Okay. What's it made of?
Iron.
Okay. Have lead on it?
Why?